Hi, this is Daniel Garber, and I'm here this Friday morning reviewing movies for culturalmining.com and Take 5, CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, the Toronto Film Festival is in full swing, and there's still time this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to catch some really great movies surrounded by other people who also love movies. It's not every day you get to ask a director questions about a movie right after you see it, or know that the person sitting beside you definitely has an opinion too, and is willing to share it with you, whether you like it or not. In fact, it's one of the few times when straight-laced Toronto sheds its inhibitions and throws aside the childhood warning, don't talk to strangers. Now is also the time to check out the TIFF Lightbox at the corner of John and King Street in downtown Toronto. Just this past weekend, they've opened up a brand spanking new headquarters for the film festival to function as a full year event. There's a restaurant and cafe with huge glass walls downstairs, and upstairs are some really nice looking movie theaters that seat up to 500 people. It feels like you're entering a museum or an international exhibition. Very impressive, very exciting experience. If you listen to my reviews regularly, you might remember my lament last year over the death of the velvet curtain, the dramatic opening and closing that used to mark every movie. Well, to paraphrase Mark Twain, news of its death has been greatly exaggerated, and evidence of this is right there at the Lightbox. Huge red curtains part to start each show, and rows of neat red seats arc out in the theater. My only complaint is they sacrificed comfort for looks. They're impressive, minimalist, row after row of little square fold-down seats, but no armrests. What are they thinking? I guess they figure people like movies all wear black turtlenecks and have tiny bums and straight backs and will sit for hours with their hands neatly folded in their laps, calmly contemplating Fassbinder and their next fix of heroin. Well, we'll see how that pans out. The Lightbox also is a series of galleries come movie theaters that straddle the space in between art and cinema. Movies projected as art, video art using cinematic narratives. Their shows and installations on right now by Canadian directors Anna McGoyan and the amazing Guy Madden, as well as Singapore-born artist Ming Wong's show, in which he plays all the characters, male and female, in a Berlin soap opera in German. So now let me talk a bit about a few of the films I found interesting at this year's festival. First, Deep in the Woods, directed by Benoit Jacquot. Timothée, a kid, a ruffian really, in torn clothes with matted hair, appears in a small town in France in the 1850s. He can barely speak, his filthy black teeth and hands, but he makes eye contact with Josephine, played by Isilde Lebesgue, the well-educated daughter of the town doctor, and proceeds to study her, climbing trees, peering through her windows, and hiding in the bushes as she fends off a boring suitor trying to impress her with his poetry. Josephine is straight-laced and wears a bodice, but Timothée, played by Argentine actor Nahuel Perez Biscayar, sees her true self-yearning to be free, standing at the edge of steep cliffs, daring herself to fly away. He insinuates himself into her life and soon impresses the family with his seemingly magical skills in magnetism, prestidigitation, fortune-telling, and hypnotism. When they are alone together, Josephine is quick to strip off her clothes and have sex with Timothée, but has he forced her using hypnotism? Soon, she follows him deep into the woods where they live a random, itinerant life, encountering people and events as they travel down a road. Their relationship, a sort of a marriage, is constantly evolving, and the power dynamics, a rich, educated woman living with a destitute man with survival skills and perhaps magical powers, is gradually shifting the power from him to her. This is a powerful and strange movie, unlike any I've ever seen. Maybe it's closest to the great movie The Lovers on the Bridge, Les Amants du Pont Neuf, directed by Léo Carax, but different. It's not for everyone, but I really liked it, especially the two main actors who are captivating in their roles. Another movie that I really liked is The Matchmaker, directed by Avi Nesher. Arik, a kid in Haifa, Israel, in the late 1960s, is hanging out with his friends playing soccer when a man with a cane and a huge scar across his face and a mysterious past arrives on their block. He's Yankala Bride, played by Adir Miller, and he's a matchmaker from Romania who's lived through the war. He's there to find husbands and wives for unusual people with peculiarities who haven't had any luck on their own. He says he'll find them the match they need, not necessarily the match they want. So after Arik's prank misfires, Yankala Bride hires him to come work for him in the wrong side of town where he lives. His office is right beside a movie theater that only plays movies with happy endings, run by a family of little people, dwarves who survived the concentration camp experiments by the notorious Dr. Mengele, and nearby to an elegant woman, Clara, who runs a late-night speakeasy. The matchmaker also earns his money in a shady occupation, but his vocation, matching up people who truly love each other, is his mission. And the concentration camps are never mentioned by name. It was a taboo, only referred to as over there. Meanwhile, young Arik is falling for his young neighbor, a tempestuous Iraqi girl named Tamara, played by Netta Porat, who has rejected her family's conservatism and embraced the American youth culture of psychedelic music and sexual revolution. If this sounds like a complicated plot, well, it is, but it's a fantastic story with compelling, captivating, and unusual characters. Not all lovable, but you really want to find out what happens to them. Nesher is not just a great director, but also an amazing storyteller. This is the kind of movie, one with a great story with comedy, passion, romance, intrigue, betrayal, and truly memorable characters that you rarely encounter anymore. Look out for this movie, The Matchmaker. Hopefully it will be released after the festival. Another movie that definitely will be released is Black Swan, directed by Darren Aronofsky. Nina, played by Natalie Portman, is a ballerina, pure of heart, who wants the lead role in Swan Lake. She's been raised to reach perfection en pointe by her relentless stage mother, who is also in the ballet but never made it big. Nina doesn't drink or smoke or have sex. She still lives at home. She's bulimic. She plays with stuffed animals, wears a fuzzy pink coat, and listens to her little music box with a dancing ballerina by her bed. But the ballet director, played by Vincent Castle, wants to put new life into the old cliched ballet. He pushes her to also play the role of the Black Swan, the sinister evil twin of the Swan Queen. For this, he pushes her to abandon her childhood and purity and become angry, cruel, and sexual. He's exploitative and cruel himself. Meanwhile, Beth, the former diva at this ballet, played by Winona Ryder, is forced to retire. And a new competitor, Lily, played by Mila Kunis, is also trying for the role and trying everything she can to take it away from Nina. Sophisticated Lily is Nina's opposite. Sex, drugs, smoking, backstabbing all come as second nature to her. Nina has to hold on to her part as well as onto her tenuous grip with reality. So does Aronofsky's latest venture work or not? I have to admit at times this movie drifts into high camp. It's unintentionally hilarious and felt like nothing more than a remake of Paul Verhoeven's Showgirls about backstabbing Las Vegas dancers. Who knows, maybe Black Swan and Showgirls will still be double billing it at a rep cinemas 50 years from now. That said, I think it's a totally watchable classic melodrama and psychological thriller with great acting by the two main women, plus very enjoyable overacting by Winona Ryder and Barbara Hershey as the over-the-top stage mom. I think Aronofsky knows exactly what he's doing. Neatly alternating super real documentary-like footage, just like in The Wrestler, behind the scenes, bone cracking, massages, makeup, rehearsals, warm-ups, interspersed with surreal, drug-induced psychological fantasies, like in his great Requiem for a Dream. For me, the balance worked. I don't know anything about ballet, so he might have made grave mistakes there, but to me, the movie was stunning on the eyes and on the ears. The production values are great. Just to review, today I talked about three movies at TIFF, Deep in the Woods, The Matchmaker, and Black Swan, and about the Lightbox, the new TIFF building itself. Find out times and details by looking online at tiff.net. This is Daniel Garber reviewing movies each Friday morning on Take 5, CIUT 89.5 FM, and my website, culturalmining.com.